Anybody who's paid attention to Latin American writing any time in the past several decades has come to know the name of Carlos Fuentes. He brought the region's literature to a worldwide audience. He used his fiction to call attention to what he saw as injustice. And when he died yesterday in Mexico City at the age of 83, many people remembered the words he left behind. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Carlos Fuentes was the son of a Mexican diplomat and spent years living abroad, including the United States. But Mexico, the country, its people, and politics was central to his writing. His style has been called cinematic. In his 1962 novel, The Death of Artemio Cruz, a Mexican millionaire lies on his deathbed, describing his body's decay.
Your chin will tremble, your breath will be bad, your armpits will smell, everything between your legs will stink. And you will be left there without a bath, without a shave.
But the fictional Artemio Cruz is not to be pitied. He begins as a young revolutionary fighting for ordinary Mexicans. But greed takes over, and Cruz becomes a corrupt business mogul.
And then you will sit down with Padilla to count your assets. That will amuse you a great deal. An entire wall of your office is covered with the diagram of the vast network of businesses you control. The newspaper, the real estate investments.
The fictional Artemio Cruz represents all that Fuentes despised about the ruling classes that took over Mexico after the revolution, says Raymond Williams, a professor of Latin American literature at the University of California, Riverside.
Mexico was being applauded in the international scenario for its quote-unquote progress, but at the same time Fuentes saw the massive uneven distribution of wealth and the poverty.
Carlos Fuentes was born in 1928. He spent much of his childhood in Washington, D.C., while his father was a diplomat. In 2002, Fuentes told NPR he wanted to be a writer for as long as he could remember, but his father discouraged it.
Of course, my father said, "Listen, Carlos, a writer in Mexico will die of hunger. You'd better have a law degree."
So Fuentes got one and said it helped his writing. In the 1970s, Carlos Fuentes was Mexico's ambassador to France. One of his most famous novels was The Old Gringo, about an American writer who travels to Mexico to die. It was made into a Hollywood movie starring Gregory Peck as the writer and Jimmy Smits as a Mexican general.
I thought you didn't drink.
Oh, I don't drink with the living. But tonight I come to visit my dead, to celebrate with them. You visit your dead ones, Gringo?
No. Sometimes they come to visit me.
The Old Gringo became the first novel by a Latin American writer to make it to the New York Times bestseller list. Carlos Fuentes was extremely prolific, but he told NPR, even though Mexico figured prominently in his work, he had a hard time writing when he was there.
Mexico City, you know, first of all, there's the altitude, then there's the air, which is no longer clear. You have lunch from 3 to 6, then you have dinner from 11 to 2.
In other words, when Carlos Fuentes was in Mexico City, he was too busy enjoying life to write about its heartaches. Carlos Fuentes died there on Tuesday. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is NPR News.